Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I'm sure you've heard me talk about generating content, right? But I like generating content with a purpose. In my new book, The Bacon System, it's all about creating content with a purpose that turns into assets. And I'll explain that a little later. But the whole thing is as you're generating content, which I believe is the fuel to getting people to your website, to getting them to pay attention to you, to provide social media with content that people actually want to read, and ultimately drive traffic back to your website, it's always good to have a plan. So in the Bacon System, I talk a lot about three different components. Component number one, having that home base, having a website, using analytics to measure what's happening, and then content creation. The second piece is generating the content, but more importantly, it's about generating content with a purpose. And then finally, it's content delivery platforms, email marketing, doing social media, creating books, whatever it is, but creating things that are going to drive people back to that home base, your website, to join your email list, to do things like that. So what I like to talk about is creating assets. Creating assets is having something that you can utilize in different ways, meaning that when you do a blog, when you do a podcast, when you do interviews, that there is something inherent in there that you can use in another way to build upon what you've already done, rather than just randomly creating blogs or doing podcasts and things of that nature. So here's what I want you to think about. Number one, create a plan. Have a plan of what you are trying to accomplish in the long run. If I am doing a blog post, I want this blog post to get people back to my website, but with what purpose? Where can I send them to? Can I send them to a call to action page where they sign up for my email list? Or maybe they sign up for one of my classes, or they buy one of my books, or they come to one of my presentations, whatever it is. But as you're doing things, are you doing it with a purpose? And then also, can that be turned into an asset? Let me explain. When I do the Bacon Podcast, I record a lot of guest expert interviews. In those interviews, I get them all transcribed. Okay, so now I have a print version of exactly what I did on the Bacon Podcast in audio form. Now, that print version is put up on the website of the Bacon Podcast. So if somebody wants to listen, they can. If somebody wants to download and read it, they can. But also, I can take each one of those interviews because I do ask permission from the people that I'm interviewing, saying I'm going to use this in multiple ways. I can actually turn them into ebooks. Now, Amazon has a limit, but it's only 2,500 words, and each one of these interviews are 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, which means I have thousands of words. I can take every single one of those interviews and either put it in its own ebook and sell it on Amazon for 99 cents, $2.99, whatever it is that I want to do, or I can combine a whole bunch of them and do a compilation ebook that could be 10,000, 20,000 words and sell it for up to $9.99. People will be willing to pay for the content if they feel there's value in it. So that's the key. If you want to get some insights from some of the brightest minds in the world who are doing interviews on the Bacon Podcast, you can actually purchase that for a nominal price. That's what I talk about creating assets, and that's what I mean, is I can take the podcast, convert it to text, convert it to an ebook. Inside the ebook, there's links going back to the Bacon Podcast. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to get more people to learn about the Bacon Podcast, number one, to get them to subscribe, to build the brand that I've been spending so much time over the course of the last 2 years trying to expand my sphere of influence. So that's it, is you have lots of different ways of taking these different things that you're creating and turning them into assets that you can produce, that you can sell, that you can use to drive more traffic back. As a matter of fact, most of the books that I've written have come from one of two things, but generally it's pre-done content. My first book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, was actually built upon a bunch of blogs that I had done over the last handful of years before I wrote it back in 2013. That book has become such a mainstay in online marketing that it's actually taught in colleges. And then I created a workbook based on that book. So I took that book and I created another asset, which was a series of worksheets. When I did the Bacon system, one of the things that I did to write that book is I actually produced classes. I produced 12 half-hour classes. Now, that can be taught in a one-day seminar for 6 hours. So I could actually teach it that way. I also have my Gold Group system, which is 12 weeks of coaching that I do for individuals. So I've got that asset. It's PowerPoints. It's the training. I actually took that training and read it into my microphone and turned it into text. Then I modified it and I sent it to an editor, and now I have a book that is selling on Amazon for $20. I sell that when I give speeches. It becomes a tool to let people know that I actually have a great system that's going to help them understand how to use internet marketing, online marketing, and content generation in a way that's going to help them grow their business. Now, the whole part of that book is I want people to get back to BaconCoach.com, where the Bacon system lives. Inside of that, there's all different kinds of things that are integrated. I created a series of checklists called InternetSuccessKit.com, which is a checklist bundle which is based upon the Bacon system. It's kind of like a mini introduction to what's going on. I've created a productivity bundle, which is some of the things that I teach my students on how to become more productive. I'm working on a Google Analytics package because one of the things that I've learned is people will go through these classes, but they forget how to go through and look at their Google Analytics so that they know what their content is doing and how it's driving traffic to their website, and then how to create content to drive more traffic to the website. So hopefully you see all of these things are working in concert, and that's what producing a system is all about. It's also about creating assets. One thing leads to another, leads to another. And each one of these pieces is of value to some people at some time. Maybe people aren't ready to read the book, but they do want to go through the checklist bundle. Maybe they don't want to read the book, but they want to go through the course. Or maybe they do want to buy the book prior to learning how to go into the course to try to figure out the details that they need to learn to do this. So hopefully you can see that this whole thing works as an ecosystem, and everything that is created has a purpose and has a shelf life of being able to be added to something else. The PowerPoints become a book, the book become the checklist drive traffic back to the website, which gets people to either buy the book or get into the training. So all of that works as a main system. So think about that as you're creating your next blog post, your next e-zine article, your next podcast interview. How can you take these things and repurpose them in a way that's going to help you grow your brand, to grow your sphere of influence, to help you create more assets that's going to continue on the message that you've been trying to build over the course of time? It's a system. So hopefully this got some ideas churning in your head about how you can start to plan out your content in a way that's going to help you grow yourself, your business, and your sphere of influence. It's all about understanding step by step what you're trying to produce and where you want people to go next. That's a funnel.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.